9 through 16 of The Babies on Aesop by Walter Crane. Recorded for LibriVox by Dennis Ayers in Modesto, California, fall 2006. Turn to page 9. The Fox and the Grapes. This fox has a longing for grapes. He jumps, but the bunch still escapes. So he goes away sour, and 'tis said to this hour, he declares that he's no taste for grapes. Moral: the grapes of disappointment are always sour. Turn to page 10. The Cock and the Pearl. A rooster, while scratching for grain, found a pearl. He just paused to explain that a jewel's no good to a fowl wanting food, and then kicked it aside with disdain. Moral: if he asks bread, will you give him a stone? The Wolf and the Lamb. A wolf, wanting lamb for his dinner, growled out, "Lamb, you wronged me, you sinner." Bleated lamb, "Nay, not true," answered wolf, "then 'twas you or lamb, you will serve for my dinner." Moral: fraud and violence have no scruples. Turn to page 11. The Wind and the Sun. The Wind and the Sun had a bet. The wayfarer's cloak, which should get. Blue the wind, the cloak clung. Shone the sun, the cloak flung. Showed the sun had the best of it yet. Moral: true strength is not bluster. Turn to page 12. King Log and King Stork. The frogs prayed to Jove for a king. Not a log, but a livelier thing. Jove sent them a stork who did royal work, for he gobbled them up, did their king. Moral: don't have kings. Turn to page 13. The Frightened Lion. A bullfrog, according to rule, sat a croak usual pool. And he laughed in his heart, as a lion did start in a fright from the brink of the pool. The mouse and the lion. A poor thing the mouse was, and yet, when the lion got caught in the net, all his strength was no use. 'Twas the poor little mouse who nibbled him out of the net. Small causes may produce great results. The married mouse. So, the mouse had Miss Lion for bride. Very great was his joy and his pride. But it chanced that put on her husband her foot, and the weight was too much, so he died. Moral: one may be too ambitious. Turn to page 15. Hercules and the Wagoner. When the god saw the wagoner kneel, crying, "Hercules, lift me my wheel from the mud where 'tis stuck," he laughed. "No such luck. Set your shoulder yourself to the wheel." The gods help those who help themselves. Turn to page 16. The lazy housemaids. Two maids killed the rooster, whose warning awoke them too soon every morning. But small were their gains, for their mistress took pains to rouse them herself without warning. Moral: laziness is its own punishment. End of pages 9.